Hey, what's going on, guys? So, I'm here at church. I'm about to go to church, attend men's meeting, Bible study for 2 hours. But before I enter the church, I gotta do me a red pill video. I just gotta do it. So, I want to talk about the power of saying "and." All right. A while ago, about 2 years ago, there was a guy I worked with. I'm not gonna say his name. Let's call him Phil. And he was red pill. He was red pill as crap, man. He was a cool guy. And I like working with him during the weekend at my job. And we would talk about women and female nature and stuff because it was just us. You know, it was a really great time. You know, he's dated women. He's been around the block quite a bit. He has kids and everything. And one of the things that he often told women was that, yeah, you're cute, but is that all? You know, he said, you know, okay, you're cute, and so what? And I have to admit, that was a very profound moment for me. That was a very profound thing to say to a woman that's actually attractive, because it forces women to think about, well, what else do I have? It's self-reflective. It's a human mirror, actually, to say that to a woman. So one day, I was, you know, this is a while ago. I was talking to a girl. She was cute, you know. And she was a dancer. And, you know, this is about 5 years ago, you know, this is a while ago. She was a dancer. She was dancing, trying to make money. She was in the bind. And she had the body to be a dancer. She was quite cute. But she had two teenagers. Yeah, exactly. So, single mom, two teenagers, dancer, ex-dancer, getting in and out of the strip club, whatever. And I asked her, you know, how are you doing with the dancing and stuff? Because I didn't really want her to dance. I kind of wanted her to kind of like, you can't get a normal job because the high risk factor, but she didn't listen until much later. But anyway, she said, I'm not making any money. I'm too cute to be poor. I'm too cute to be poor. That's what you have to say. That's your response to everything. I'm too cute to be poor. I'm too cute to struggle. I'm too cute to live this rough life. That was her actual remarks. That was her response. Multiple responses, actually. So, I pulled her aside and said, in a more nicer term, that her beauty don't mean anything anymore. And I actually meant it. Like, this is one of those rare occasions where this was during the time where I was starting to, you know, cut women off, basically. I was getting tired of it. I was really getting tired of everything. And I told her, look, your beauty faded when you got pregnant. That's the truth. When you got pregnant twice by a baby daddy thug who beats his one baby mama and who's violent towards you and you won't press charges. You lost that pretty privilege when you gave everything to him. And he won't do crap for you, and you won't stick up for yourself. You lost that right. You lost that I'm too cute to do whatever. She was taken aback. She was mad at me. I didn't really care. I didn't care. And I'm gonna tell you why I didn't care. Because saying and saying so what to attractiveness, it forces women to reflect themselves and do self-improvement if they want to. A lot of these women who are cute and stuff, that's all they got. They don't have anything. So they're trash at when they become older. They have no substance. There are substance, but it's the abusive type. There are substance abuse. That's it. I mean, think about it. Where, okay, for those of you that are in your 30s, Remember the video vixens like Summer Walker and stuff and Buffy the Body? Superhead in the 90s? Where are they now? I'm saying this as I'm being very serious when I say, where are they now? They're mothers, they're married, they're divorced, they're not in the industry anymore. Their looks only took them so far until they ran out and they had to get off the stage of being pretty. And they had to live life, a normal life. I bet when Summer Walker, I remember Summer Walker in those rap videos. My goodness, she was, she was cute. I've never seen anyone that attractive. Oh my gosh. She looked like a lion, actually. She looked like a tiger, but a real attractive tiger. She was hot. I mean, some of these video vixens in the early 2000s were extremely attractive. But they had to get off that ride sooner or later. And then sooner or later happened. So, to the girls of now, we gotta start checking them. We gotta start saying, okay, you're cute. And, so what? What else do you do? That's not gonna cut it. Because with inflation, with debt, with bills, with a mortgage, being cute don't do crap out here. It doesn't. It don't do crap. Being cute is just a bonus, honestly. Do you have a good work ethic? Do you believe in God? Do you smoke? Do you not smoke? Do you curse? Do you not curse? Are you a criminally minded individual? Because that's a big problem. How's your FICO score? What's your Experian credit score like? Is your credit score over 700? Is it 750? Can you work with it? Can you afford to put a down payment on a house or for an apartment? Can you rent a place? Do you have a checking account? Have you filed for bankruptcy? These are things that we need to start asking really everyone, but particularly girls. Because they don't know. They don't have any morals. They don't know what they're doing. And it's time that they do, because they need to grow up. If I have to grow up, then you have to grow up, lady. So, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. We gotta start saying and to these girls when it comes to their attractiveness. Okay, you're cute. And you're attractive. Okay, and so what? And look at the shock on their faces. They've never been encountered with that before. I did it with the one girl, the dancer and stuff. She thought I killed her kid. I mean, she thought I did something horrible to her, like tried to choke her out. And, you know what kind of got her humbled? And this is kind of a sad story, but what got her humbled was when she was dancing and some, you know, creepy person asked her, hey, you want to have sex? She said, no thanks. He like slammed her head into like the concrete and gave her a concussion. And she ain't been right since. She ain't been right. I suspect she has brain damage, but that was a while ago. And that was a couple of years ago. She ain't been right. Like her speech is kind of slurred. She's messed up. She's kind of messed up. That got her out the industry. And she just can't handle all that. And, we got to start telling these girls, you know, just because you're cute don't mean that you're worthy of anything. You have to earn those things. If I have to earn it, you have to earn it. Let's all be adults here. All right. In other news, let's talk about my past week without my smartphone. It's been going okay. My head's been hurting. I've had headaches. I'm getting used to not having my flip phone, my smartphone on me, and my thoughts are a little bit more clear. But I still have to transfer information from my smartphone to my flip phone, so I'm still using it a little bit, but it's nowhere near what it used to be. So my flip phone, my smartphone should be paid off by next week and should be deactivated. So that's it. My head is still fuzzy. I can't concentrate that much. I can't really do anything. I'm basically trying to recalibrate my sleep cycle because I quit my job, my second job. So I basically am trying to tell my body I can sleep more than 4 hours a day. I'm only sleeping 5 hours a day still. So that's messing me up. So, yeah, that's it. All right. I'm going to go into Bible study for 2 hours and I'm going to have fun. I wanted to be getting into church lately. I'm going to church probably three times, probably four. No, three times a week. There's Wednesday, then there's Thursday service, then there's Sunday service. So that's three times a week. So I got to do it. I got to get my life together. All right. That's it. Bye, guys.